USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The Supreme Court siding with a couple who've been battling the government trying to develop an Idaho panhandle property, effectively limiting the EPA's authority. The case centers on the Clean Water Act of 1972. The ruling will limit the federal government's authority to regulate pollution in wetland areas. That as Arizona's governor took time Thursday to celebrate a major water conservation deal to sustain the Colorado River and
refocus our efforts on post-2026 plans so we can continue to grow and prosper for generations to come.
Governor Katie Hobbs speaking there. In a deal with the Biden administration, California, Arizona, and Nevada will curtail water use from the Colorado River. Expect a big travel surge for Memorial Day weekend as nearly 43 million Americans will be heading out for the holiday. Here's Maggie Vespa from Chicago.
Bit of a mixed bag of expectations for those traveling for the Memorial Day weekend, but we'll start with the good news. Gas is down here in Chicago. It's at $4.79 for a gallon of regular. The national average this morning, according to AAA, is $3.57.
Down more than a dollar from Memorial Day weekend of last year. President Biden updated the debt ceiling negotiations late Thursday, saying there is progress being made toward a deal to raise the limit.
I made it clear time and again that falling on our national debt is not an option. The American people deserve to know that the Social Security payments will be there. The Veterans Hospital will remain open.
Speaking from the White House Rose Garden, the president emphasized that the negotiations are about outlines of what the budget will look like and not about default. On that note, House Republican Freedom Caucus members are raising the stakes, and House Democrats aren't guaranteeing full support of a debt ceiling deal. Hardline GOP Freedom Caucus members sent Speaker Kevin McCarthy a letter Thursday making more stringent budget demands. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you in a recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone-boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321-321. That's PRIDE to 321-321.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he would consider pardoning January 6th defendants and former President Trump.
The 2024 presidential candidate made the comments in an interview with the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show.
I'm going to do on day one, I will have folks that will get together and look at all these cases who people are victims of weaponization or political targeting.
DeSantis argued prosecutors have not been pursuing justice equally. Trump is currently facing a federal investigation over his role in the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. I'm Dave Collins.
Politicians are getting a little salty inside the chambers of Congress, as evidenced this week when Democrats laughed at House Republican Freedom Caucus leader Marjorie Taylor Greene during regular proceedings. It happened when a top Republican was making floor remarks about the debt ceiling. Democrats heckled him, even called him a liar. Then this.
The members are reminded to abide by decorum of the House.
Some Democrats even started shouting from their seats. This comes after Green yelled liar at President Biden's State of the Union address earlier this year. Americans may soon start turning to artificial intelligence to treat anxiety and depression. The National Institute of Mental Health funded a pilot study that discovered Lumen, an AI voice-based virtual coach, helped improve depression and anxiety symptoms. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
The Dell Technologies Summer Sale event starts now with limited quantity deals on select performance PCs with Windows 11 Pro. Save on select Vostro laptops with built-in security features and select Latitude laptops with enhanced privacy, collaboration, and connectivity. Save on essential accessories plus free shipping and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for business. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to business customers by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.